The CWD-positive deer was killed on a Portage County game reserve, but it had been bought from a game farm in Walworth County. The third farm involved is in Marathon County. It had bought deer from the Portage County farm. State veterinarian Clarence Soroki says it's possible all the deer on all three farms will be killed to prevent further spread of the disease.
Our desire would be, if there's an animal that we believe that this is an infected herd, our greatest desire is to get rid of that herd in its totality.
Four deer on the most recently quarantined farm have already been killed for testing. Deer farmers could receive up to $1,500 an animal if their entire herd is eradicated to stop the spread of the disease. Deer and elk farmers have been the target of strong criticism from many hunters and some wildlife management officials for their alleged role in the spread of chronic wasting disease. But so far there's been no smoking gun evidence linking any of the 31 wild deer that have tested positive for the disease with any deer farms. And Soroki says hunters shouldn't assume that imported farm deer are the cause of the disease.
What we saw in South Dakota with this same issue is the disease was within the fence but was not found outside the fence. And there's also been cases in Colorado in which the disease was found outside the fence but not found on the inside of the fence. And this is the result of animals being killed and brains being looked at. So just because there is CWD behind a fence doesn't necessarily mean it's everywhere.
Critics remain skeptical. Over the past decade, only 20% of the more than 900 deer farms in the state have been testing for CWD. But that number has been steadily rising, according to Dan Gunderson of the Wisconsin Deer and Elk Farmers Association. He says his members aren't ignoring the disease.
Our members worked for 5 years to get a law passed that resulted in the very testing that found this problem on this particular farm. Our members are concerned, and that's why they're testing.
Next week, the state begins another series of statewide public listening sessions on chronic wasting disease. The first one takes place in Waukesha next Wednesday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.